morning. It is 8:37 on this Tuesday morning, and joining us right now, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of The Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL, Saturdays at 7 p.m. He's also the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let's talk about the budget and what the president's wish list of what he would like to see happen. One of the things in the wish list is a reciprocal tax on trade imports. Mr. Trump said during a meeting in the Oval Office that we can't continue to let people come into our country, rob us blind, charge us tremendous tariffs and taxes, and we charge them nothing. We can't allow that to happen. Is this a good idea?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure it's an actual policy proposal. He's been talking about reciprocal trade deals in the past. He used the word tax, I guess, yesterday, but I'm not sure there's any change in his view that a lot of deals have to be renegotiated to make sure that they're on equal footing and that they're fair trade. I don't see this as a major new initiative. I just think he misspoke on the word taxes.
Okay.
I just think, in other words, he has said for a long time, all his big speeches on economics, he said, you know, we want reciprocal trade deals. Now, he used the word tax. I don't think you're going to see any formal taxes. He's probably talking about perhaps tariffs, which I don't like. But I think he just wants equal footing with China, with NAFTA, and so forth and so on. I don't see this as a major new initiative.
All right, let's discuss the infrastructure aspect here. A lot of people talking about we have to, our bridges, our roads, all of that are crumbling. We have to take care of them. Republicans seem to be open to a gas tax increase. Gas tax has not been raised since 1993. How do the Republicans explain to their constituents that they're going to raise taxes on them?
Right. It's a good question. And I don't think they will. I don't think that will come to fruition. It floats around every time we have this discussion about infrastructure. I doubt very much that there'll be a federal gas tax. If states and localities want to do it, that's up to them. Federal government, I don't think so. I don't think it'll ever happen.
Do you see any kind of VMT, vehicle miles traveled type tax that you're seeing and being run in California and Oregon as pilot programs?
Well, look, states can experiment with it. And I think that, you know, toll roads are probably likelier than a gasoline tax. And that stuff will probably be done at, the state and local level. I mean, we do have to pay for these things. And, you know, bridges, roads, and tunnels have historically not been paid for, well, at least since the mid-1980s. And people have to think about this. So Reagan didn't like the gasoline tax, but Reagan was not opposed to user fees, as he called them. And, I think people are going to look at various combinations of this. Whether it passes at the federal level, I doubt it very, very much. I think his infrastructure plan is more interesting in terms of, they're talking about $1.5 trillion, you know, that may or not be a right number, but he wants most of it to be done by private companies and the possibility of private projects and the possibility of, public-private partnerships, which will have to be paid for, like, I guess Indiana has tried it successfully. Texas has tried it successfully. I think Virginia has tried it successfully also. So that's okay. It's on the table. And I don't think you can do it federally, but I think you could do it states and locally. And, you know, we'll see how these things are done.
Okay. You know, I know that the president wants to sort of leverage a $200 billion federal pot of money in order to get it to
right.
that $1.5 trillion in infrastructure spending. And that's kind of an inversion of what we've often seen with the federal government in states because, you know, for highways, for instance, it's normally like an 80-20 split where a federal highway gets built. The federal government pays 80% of it. The state and locality pays 20% of it. We'll states have the appetite to actually jump on board with a program where the federal government's only 20% of the pay?
Well, we'll see. I mean, members, a lot of this, the vision that the Trump people have, and I really like this vision, is that it's not that states will have to pay for it, but private companies will pay for it. That's very important. Take energy, for example, or the electricity grid. A lot of these companies have said they would step up and do it if somebody let them do it. So I think that's the key here. And I think also reforming all the various regulations particularly the lead times for applications. I mean, these things have gotten so complicated with environmental rules and whatnot that they an application can take 10 years.
Yes,
and I think that's got to change. And I think Trump wants that to change. Just speed everything up and maybe change a lot of the state and local rules. I hope they take a look at the Davis-Bacon union budget costs, because those raised the total cost of these things by 25 or 30%. So, you know, this is a very good disruptive proposal. It's sheer reform, and I think I hope the Republicans in Congress take it seriously.
All right, Larry Kudlow, thank you so much. I look forward to our date this time next week.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
That's Larry Kudlow. It's 8:43 on WMAL.